Arthur Ginsburg, Inviolable. We know nothing of the secret life of brain, even as it propels ideas onto this page. Only what essence evaporates when the nectar of blood is blocked or parts are excised and discarded. If we could hike its ruts and ridges, rappel down serpiginous arteries and veins, nothing more would we know of the 3-pound melon floating serenely in its sterile sea. Cut it, magnify it, the mystery deepens as when a fox eludes the hound. Shock it to elicit a twitch, lobotomize, sever its colossal bridge. Isolated from its 5 senses, brain withers like corn stalks in a drought. At autopsy, this vibrant, pulsatile organ wears death's gray cloak. Listen to the pathologist pontificate, measure, and weigh. Pluck out a tumor that rendered this human unable to recognize his mother's face. There is simply no way to interrogate what cannot be seen from inside brain's domain. No way to take a head and spin it in a centrifuge, hoping to float nubbins of what makes it tick. Appreciate the cortical mantle, snug as the polar ice cap, that presses the brake pedal to control baboon impulses waiting like lava to overflow. At war, clad in chameleon skin, brain barters virtue, enables men to batter, shatter, impale without a shudder. Where will you take us eons from now? Will our urges be purged, or must we remain cunning as crows? We revel in high-tech genetic code, but the secrets of cerebral splendor stay locked in time's strong box, inviolable and light years remote. Everything we are, the skull contains, forests and oceans of love and hate, the quest to delve beyond what is said, dreams to fly to another place. Brain, teach us to love our unlovable selves, flawed as gemstones forged in rock. Forgive the carnival masks we wear that hold our worst nightmares of stick men at bay. By all means, connect the dots. Probe for the seeds, chemokines, and stars hidden in this infinite garden. Ephemera become more opaque as answers disappear into questions and questions erupt in a geyser of laughter. Something cosmic that chains us to the knowable place.